I'm Paul.
No. Hi, you gotta greet people. Hi, I'm Paul.
No, I'm Paul. Why did you say you're Paul?
I'm giving you an example of what to say.
Okay. Hi, I'm Paul.
And I'm Allie.
And this is Uncooked Conversations,
where we talk about life, family, business, and everything in between. So for those of you who don't know us already, here is a brief-ish summary about us.
My name is Paul. I'm a storyteller, entrepreneur, and writer for films and television. A business that I'm building right now is called the RPG Empire, and it's focused on storytelling through tabletop RPGs and actual play podcasts, and I'm really excited about it.
I'm Allie. I'm a writer, musician, psychoeducator, and entrepreneur. I have a degree in music and psychology, and most importantly, I'm a mom to two amazing little boys.
Yeah, so together we've been married for almost 8 years. We've created a feature film that's now on Amazon. We had a media business for several years, and we've done a ton of entrepreneurial work together, and we're passionate about being the best parents we can be, rock climbing, and traveling.
So this is our first podcast ever together. And we first want to give you an explanation as to why we're even doing this podcast to begin with. And the very first reason is COVID.
That's not why.
I mean, but kind of, because
since we're stuck inside now.
We're stuck inside and we don't have anywhere to go and anything more interesting to do. And what better way to use the time where we hire a babysitter than to sit here and try to make a podcast?
I can think of so many better ways. So I hope you're really enjoying this podcast.
No, actually, so we have had this podcast on our minds for several months. We were on a date a while back and we were having a really, really good conversation. But it was one of those conversations where you're like, you know, I actually feel like if someone were listening in to our conversation right now, they would really benefit a lot, because we were just having a lot of like good raw moments with each other, but also it just felt kind of helpful. Not to seem kind of self-centered or like we're so amazing and like
definitely not.
Like, not to sound like we have all of our like ducks in a row, because we don't.
If you'd seen our ducks, they're all over the place.
But it was just like one of those raw moments of life where it just, you know, it just kind of helps you see like that you're normal, but also helps you navigate. Anyway, I'm kind of like rambling on that. So
no, it's good.
Okay.
I think that to summarize, the idea is that if we're raw with you, maybe you'll feel more comfortable to be raw with others.
Mm.
We go through a lot of crazy stuff. And because we're married and also entrepreneurs, it puts a lot of different pressures on our relationships and on our family and on our work life. And so we thought it would be interesting to share those pressures and how we're dealing with that, both like in our thought processes, but also practically. And so this podcast will contain a lot of different things, ranging from parenting tips to emotional regulation, to therapy ideas, to how to deal with poopy diapers, to some business ideas, to grasping that inner creativity and how to let it all out. So what do you think about that?
Oh, I think that's wonderful. That was a great summary of what I was trying to say.
Thanks.
Yeah. And this is so uncomfortable for me, but this is kind of, I guess this is an example of what we want Uncooked Conversations to be all about, is to let you guys in on those uncomfortable moments of our life and how we're navigating them. Because I think that we can feel very alone when we're facing challenges, be it sibling relationships, family dynamics, business, making money, all of this stuff. And it's easy to feel alone and also like unsure on how to navigate things, because we're so used to seeing people's well-crafted like Instagram pictures with their like well thought out captions.
People think out their captions. Dang, I'm doing it all wrong. Sorry, continue.
It's okay. In this podcast, we're definitely going to show up with some ideas and a little bit of a plan. But I think our heart is that part of it is raw, that we are processing something right here, right now. Like right here, right now, I'm feeling uncomfortable around putting out this podcast and hearing my voice on the podcast for the first time. Like, I've never done a podcast recording before. So I just can feel my body like tensing up and I can feel my brain freezing, trying to like get out thoughts that if I was just sitting in a room with a friend, I would be like, blah, 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 blah. Like have all my thoughts.
A mile a minute.
Yeah, a mile a minute. Or sitting and talking to Paul on the couch. So it's really interesting just noticing right now how I'm feeling doing this podcast, which should, I don't know. And maybe it's even the shoulds. Like I'm saying like, oh, this should feel easy. Like maybe it shouldn't. I don't know. Maybe that's how other podcasters feel too.
If it was easy, everybody would be doing it.
Maybe.
It's just like vlogging and the art of all of this, right, mm-hmm. is to make it look easy, mm-hmm. but secretly it's super difficult.
Yeah.
Like vlogging is incredibly difficult. Oh, yeah. To be a good vlogger, mm-hmm. very difficult. You have yeah. to have good personality, great editing, ton of perseverance. You have to like be filming your whole life every day, all the time. And mm-hmm. it gets crazy.
And I think that's what it is with this podcast is it feels vulnerable for me. Like, and this is, I guess, a new step in the direction of being my authentic self and being vulnerable with people besides those in my close circle here at home. And so, yeah, I'm just noticing the discomfort. So I'm like kind of leaning into it, becoming aware of it, doing all those therapy things that we learn and just resting. And I think what I'm even doing right now is I'm just like relaxing my shoulders and putting 2 feet on the ground and taking slower breaths. And actually, I'm just noticing myself stepping into more of a flow in talking and in my thoughts. So it's very interesting.
That's great.
Like we've been going to therapy for, I'm coming up on like about a year of personal therapy almost every week. And then we've been doing couples therapy since I think is either July or August 2019. Then you've been going to individual since around that time too. Yeah, so we've been doing a lot of therapy this past year.
Therapy's great, guys. Highly recommend it.
I know, we're big.
The right kind of therapist.
The right.
For yes. whatever it is you're going through. Because mm-hmm. there are so many flavors of therapy. Mm-hmm. And so definitely, if you're a researcher, do your research. Mm-hmm. If not, maybe like talk with somebody who knows a lot about therapy. Because mm-hmm. they can help guide you to the right
yeah.
kind of resources. I mean, I think part of it for me, and actually this is a good segue as well, is like, why are we doing the podcast? Mm. And for me, my thought is like, we're learning all of this stuff and going through all of this stuff. Mm-hmm. And I want a place to be able to like, be like, hey, this is crazy what I'm going through. Here's like everything I've learned today.
Mm. So you're wanting this podcast to be a resource for people.
Right.
Where informational. It's like, here's everything we learned. Here's information. Here's places to go.
Yeah. And yeah. also our rawness in it. Dang, I learned this today. That it sucked. Mm-hmm. You know, like, here's how I feel about it. And I think for me, that's where the rawness comes from, is it's not just like, here's information, mm-hmm. but here's information and here's how it made me feel. Mm-hmm. Like, here's what I went through to get this information.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what was your idea or thought of the podcast? And like, what is the podcast to you?
I think what I was imagining is that intimate feeling of like you and I like really hashing out a conversation about some topic and as if someone was just a fly on the wall watching in on our conversation and like working through something.
Mm-hmm. What's that called? There's a film term for that where they just stick a camera. Anyway, I'll remember mm-hmm. it later when mm-hmm. it doesn't matter.
Well, that's a wrap for this episode of Uncooked Conversations. I hope that you guys got a good sense of where we would like to go with this podcast, and I hope that you will join us for this journey.
Yeah, so thank you so much for listening to this podcast. We hope that you'll be able to glean something from our crazy life, and we would love to hear from you. So please leave a comment, send us emails, all that jazz.
Also, you can follow us, I think, on social media. I think we're going to get a Instagram, right?
Somewhere. One of those. TikTok. That's a dance thing, right?
Uh-oh. I think so. Stay tuned for our next episode, and we'll let you know what our Instagram handle is.
MySpace. Follow us on MySpace.
Definitely follow us on MySpace.
And until next time.
Cool.
Cool.